everyone, and welcome to another bonus episode. Yeehaw, this one for what your ears only.
What is happening? You saw me react to you starting with well.
Well, hello there.
And then you thought, I'm going to throw in a few more little salutations.
Yeah.
Wow.
What is a salutation?
Like a hello.
Right. So when they say greetings and salutations, it's sort of like...
Hello, hello.
They're doubling it up.
I guess so. What's wrong with that?
I agree.
Salutation.
I'm like, is it something slightly different?
It's a gesture or utterance made as a greeting or acknowledgement of another's arrival or departure. So it's a hello or a goodbye.
Yeah. So it's sort of like the Melbourne Blues and Music Festival. You're like,
blues
has sort of been covered by music.
Never thought of that.
Greetings has been covered by salutations.
Right, but no one ever says goodbye in salutations, and I'd like to make that happen.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, try to remember that an hour from now when we're finishing up this episode.
I'll not remember that.
I'll remember it while you're saying that other thing you say. I won't remember.
Do go salutations. All right. Well, welcome to another bonus episode, this one for your ears only, for our beautiful Patreon people. As always, thank you so much for supporting the show. And what we do each month, we seem to do one bonus report.
We
usually
seem to.
Yeah, it's most nearly every month.
I don't know how it keeps happening.
Almost by plan and design. Yeah.
But what we do is we usually do a report. We do a phrasing the bar.
Yep.
And then what we seem to do is a game of some sort.
That's right. Something fun.
Fun. But, you know,
the other two boring.
But that could be absolutely anything. It could also be me reading a children's story I wrote when I was eight. Who knows? But... we actually, a month or two ago, Matt said on the show, hey, let us know if you've got any ideas for episodes for these sort of this bonus mini game type thing. And the great people at LOL Radio, including the great man Joff, got into the comments and said, how about you play a round of celebrity heads?
Are you excluding Tyson on purpose there?
Including? I'm not excluding.
Okay, well, just sounded like you left him out there.
It's just interesting that you always go straight to the negative, Matt.
Yeah.
I was thinking of Tyson there weeping, you know, into his pillow.
And that's what I want. I want Tyson to weep.
Sorry, I didn't realize that.
Tyson and I have beef.
Man, I hope I'm remembering Tyson's name correctly.
Well,
so funny if you've gotten on your big old high horse over there.
That'd be so great. And then Greg at home's crying.
He doesn't know my name. My name's Greg.
Greetings and salutations to Greg, Tyson and Joff from LOL Radio.
Joey Jojo. most ridiculous Shabba-doo. Name I've ever heard.
No, thanks so much for suggesting we do a bit of celebrity heads, which I think we did many years ago. And we're bringing it back.
I feel like maybe we were in lockdown.
Yeah,
like,
I remember recording my shed.
Yeah. Ah, the shed.
Yes.
I miss the shed.
Yes, I never got to step foot inside that shed, but I felt like I'd been in there from many videos I saw you on the other screen.
I felt like if you'd given me a piece of paper, I could map it out for you.
Yeah.
You know? So, okay, I'm excited to play because I remember, I don't remember who I was in Celebrity Heads, but I remember I got it real quick one time. Just
one
time.
You were very good. So.
And like that sounds like a brag, but it's not. It's just that I'm dumb and I don't remember anything. And so when I do anything well, I'm sort of like, you guys remember that? Remember that one time?
Mm.
So
I don't know if being dumb and having a bad memory are connected.
No, I'm saying I'm dumb and
both.
I have a bad memory.
Greetings and salutations.
Right, they're different.
I thought it was covered.
They're not mutually exclusive, but I have both.
I think of you as very smart. Maybe that makes me dumb.
Yeah. Did you not know you're dumb?
I didn't know. I was school smart, but I'm life silly.
Yeah, you are life silly. What did he say one time? It was one of the best things you've ever said at one of our live shows. And you said you're, he said something of like dumb on the streets, Mensa in the sheets.
Okay. Is that worth saying? Is that a line for the show? Should I note that there?
Put that
down.
That's
good stuff. That was funny as shit.
Okay. Mensa in the
Mensa
sheets.
Mensa in the sheets. That's
very high sex IQ.
I've got an in the sheets line in my new show as well.
Of course you do, you hornbag.
It's not about that. Don't you worry about that.
Mine's a callback to your line now. I've just got to work it in. This show is writing itself.
Hey, come see us. Come see. You know, now you've seen how the sausage is made. Come see the sausage. Yes, I do get my dick out of
Dave,
the show.
Dave, I think you can. Can you do that? You can get your dick out, can't you?
Probably if you sign it correctly.
Yeah. If
on
you
the
say,
way in, not your penis.
Sign your penis correctly.
Like as in like on the way in.
Can you get like you fully nude?
I think if you have warnings and it's make it a... definitely 18 plus or that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Because, it is an art show, isn't it?
I mean, Hot Department get close to nude.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I saw Dr. Brown's dick a few years ago, didn't I?
Okay. You wouldn't forget a thing like that.
I mean, he was living at our studio at the time.
All right. Anyway, let's
play. Celebrity has, I'm pretty sure it's an international thing. I've Googled it. There's no other names I can think of that I can see coming up for it. So basically what we're going to do is anonymously assign a character that we've talked about on the show previously.
Yes.
It could be a report subject. It could be someone who featured prominently in an episode.
Yep.
And then the person who's been assigned that doesn't know who their character is. And they ask a series of yes or no questions.
Mm-hmm.
And we all have one. We're going to do at least a couple of rounds of this. And first one to guess their person wins. Basically.
Okay.
And I think the way it usually works is you get to ask a yes or no question. If you get a yes, you get to keep asking. But if you get shut down with a no, it passes round to the next person. Okay. If that makes sense.
And
we're going
we...
clockwise, counterclockwise, anti-clockwise. You looked at me confused.
Do you want to do anti?
I'd go clockwise.
Let's go clockwise.
Let's keep it classic.
So I'm not entirely sure
check?
How that will work.
Is it it's always a person? So that. Is it? Does it have to be a person? So it can't be Bigfoot or the Lost City of Atlantis, for instance.
Yeah, like I don't think it's going to be like, yeah.
We've kept it to
World War One.
Not abstract.
Yeah, yeah. So we have kept it to people. Well, I mean, I know what you guys are. We all left the room separately and then decided these.
Well, here's my idea. For each round, we'll just leave a little gap and then... Dave, later you can record, like, for this round, these are our characters.
Yeah, so you at home will know.
Yeah, but just know he didn't say that live in front of us, because otherwise that would be infuriating.
Yeah.
Do you think? Or would it be more fun for them to try and guess as well?
Well, how about I'll give each time I'll say, I'm about to say the names. If you don't want to know, skip ahead.
Oh, yeah, fantastic.
Or if you want to know, because it's funny that way.
Yeah, great.
Because part of the fun for the other two people is always, I can't believe they're asking this question.
Exactly, yeah. All right, great.
Because normally, like, the first time I saw it was on Hey Hey It's Saturday. And they'd literally be wearing the names on their heads.
But this is not a visual medium.
Oh.
Sadly.
Turn the cameras off. Okay. It's a waste.
Pack up, crew. You're not needed.
Get out of here, Evan.
Want some pickups later. Okay, skip ahead. If you don't want to know who we are for round one, Matt is Oprah Winfrey.
Jess is in the soundproof booth, so I'll whisper this. Jess is Salvador Dali.
And Dave is Julie Andrews.
Rhinoceros.
All right, back to the game.
I don't care.
Right, Salvador Dali says that in the movie Midnight in Paris.
Rhinoceros.
I didn't get it.
I must have said it a bunch that
Surely.
Episode.
Yeah, probably, but that doesn't mean I was good.
Who wants to go first with a yes or no?
Jess was bragging about it before.
I'll go.
Well, that means she gets more questions than us. She gets there quicker.
Then.
Fantastic.
I don't think it does.
Actually,
but
I should
okay.
go first
yeah.
because it's furthest to get
yeah,
to you.
Yeah, that's good. All right, Dave's first.
Okay, so that's how clockwise goes.
Okay, am I Darth Vader?
Yes.
Fuck yes. Okay.
No, all right.
No. All right, my question.
Damn it, that was a joke. Damn.
Am I?
Not too late.
Am I
no
a dead woman?
No.
No.
I just had to think there,
am
though.
I That's a because dead woman?
No, you are not.
Okay.
Huh. Okay. Am I an alive woman?
Yes.
Ooh. I'm an alive woman. Am I an Australian alive woman?
No.
Okay.
Matt.
Am I an alive woman?
Yes.
Okay. Am I a woman who was alive in the 1900s?
Yes. Yes.
Sorry, just to be specific there, you don't mean the decade, the 1900s, do you mean the century?
Yes, the century.
Okay,
yes,
right.
Yes.
You're absolutely right.
I was wondering why you took a while to answer that, because I'm like, does that mean they're very young or very old? am I in the entertainment biz?
Yes.
Yes.
Am I a singer?
No.
I've never sung before, not even Happy Birthday. Okay, interesting.
Yeah. Well, that rules out a lot of people. Jess, your turn.
Am I an alive woman?
No.
Okay.
I'm still struggling to remember which one of you is which. We need to get those cards printed up on our heads.
Yeah.
I'm looking at I've written down in front of me so I don't fuck it up.
I've got them written down in front of me as well, but I forget which one's which. Because I've got a message from Jess saying Dave and those names, and then a message from Dave saying Jess and those names. So
okay, that's confusing.
You know what I mean?
And what does it say underneath Dave's message? It says Jess, and then what does it say underneath that?
It says number one.
Oh, no, no, stop that. Stop. Oh. She's good at this.
Okay,
okay,
Dave.
Okay, I'm a live woman. I'm not Aussie. Am I an American?
No.
Damn.
Okay, so I'm an alive woman. I was alive in the 1900s.
Yes.
Was I alive in the 1960s?
Yep.
Yep.
I'm like 99% sure.
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry. Absolutely. Sorry about that.
Was I alive in the 1950s?
Yes.
Was I alive in the 1940s?
No.
Ooh.
Good job. Narrowing down an age. That's clever. So I am not alive or a dead woman. Am I an alive man?
No.
Okay, great. Okay.
Really, really ruling it out here.
I'm a dead guy.
Or a lost sea, a lost city under a sea.
Am I in the entertainment industry?
Yes.
Yes.
Am I an actor?
Yes.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Good on me.
Good for me.
Have I won an Academy Award that you know of?
I'm going to say no, but I can check.
I think yes. Yes, in fact. Yes. Hang on. Let me confirm. But I'm pretty sure yes.
Fantastic.
Hang on.
This is good news for me. I feel great.
You're on fire here.
Yes, yes.
I have won an Academy Award. Fantastic. Yes. For acting.
Well done.
Well, I didn't ask if it was for acting. It could be, you know, I wrote the screenplay or something. Okay.
Not if you're a woman.
Couldn't you have also written a song?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Could you have like been a director?
I could have done anything. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm saying that I made an assumption there that
you
was
could
wrong.
Have made a short film. You could have been an animator. So
okay.
Just
I'm not American, but I've won an Academy Award, okay. Am I still working?
Yes.
Yes.
I like how you say M instead of am as well. Just quite note. Am I.
Versus?
Am I.
Am I.
Don't take anything from
No, I
him.
Love it. I love it.
He can't say most words.
That's the.
Am I. Fuck, I'm overthinking it now.
So you won an Academy Award. You're still working.
Still working. Jess, this one's for you. Are you a fan of this person's work?
Yes.
Okay.
I am as well. Bonus answer there.
Matt, are you a fan of this person's work?
No. All right, my question.
So you're not. You are.
No, I am. I'm sure. I mean, what's a fan?
Yeah,
great. You appreciate their work.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Great. There's not many people you dislike. So
I don't
that
hate
really
them.
Would have.
They're not a member of TISM, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You don't worship the ground they walk on.
They've never played for the Saints.
Yeah.
They're not an old centre half.
This is good stuff. This is good bonuses.
You
I didn't know.
You are giving away so
Thank
much
you.
Information. Oh,
sorry. I'm not American. I'm not in TISM. I've never played for the Saints. I'm an Academy Award winning actress.
Did I play for Collingwood?
Am I English?
Yes.
God.
Wait, what are you typing in here, Dave?
No, I'm keeping a list of these things because I lose track of it. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, you are an idiot.
English woman won an Academy Award. Was I born in the second half of the 20th century?
Can you say that in a way that doesn't confuse me?
Was I born since 1950?
Yes. No. No.
Okay. That's me done then. Thank you.
Okay. Well, back to me. Now, I don't have a list of things, and you weren't for so long then.
I know. Honestly, I was hoping for a no each time.
A live woman born in the 50s is what I am.
So far, all I have is dead guy.
I'm an alive entertainer woman.
Yes.
I put entertainer before.
Correct.
Because that's my identity. But I'm not a singer. Mm-hmm. Am I an actor?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, an actor. Was I the title of the episode?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
That's a good question, by the way.
Okay, I'm trying to think of actors. There was that one from who invented the thing, but that was from before. She was born before the 50s, surely.
Mm-hmm.
So she's alive. She'd be 70s-ish. An actor, so that rules out Betty White because she's dead.
You ruled her out very early on. That was your first. You were thinking, am I Betty White?
Yeah, that's
I know how
true.
To find out here. Is my last name White? Damn it.
Am I American?
Yes.
Oh, I'm blanking on topics that this might include. Dolly's ruled out because she sings as well as acts. She'd be about that age, though, I'd say.
How dare you? Dolly is ageless.
She's probably a bit older than that, actually.
Yeah.
American.
Yep.
Actor. Still working?
Yes.
Yep.
70-something-year-old actor. Have I got brown hair?
Yeah.
Fuck, Dave, now I want to get one wrong. Okay, brown hair.
But all this is useful.
Yeah. I'm not knocking many down if I'm playing Guess Who, though, with brunette. Brunette. Okay. Did we do this episode in the last year?
I don't think it's within the last year.
I don't think so. I like that on Spotify you can find within the show now.
Oh, that's good.
That's really handy.
I feel like if it's before a year and not in the first 10 episodes, it's in the twilight zone for
me. That's right, same.
You'll go, Bopper.
That's up to you then, Jess.
My go. Okay, so I'm a dead guy.
Yes.
There's a look of glee on your face, you fucking idiot. Am I English?
No.
Fucking, why am I doing this? Not English.
Okay, my question. Am I known as a singer?
Yep.
When I sing, do the hills come alive with the
Get
sound
fucked.
Of music?
You looked it up.
I swear I didn't. An English woman who's older than 1951 an Academy Award? Am I?
Dave, I would say no.
The hills.
Literally,
do not.
If you're asking that question, no,
they
hills
don't
come alive.
So that's a no. Over to Matt.
Okay, all right. Fair enough.
Okay, so I am.
Pressure's on here, Matt. So I think I've got a little inkling here.
Okay, come on, Jess. We need a Hail Mary here.
All right, I got this. And a so far, I've got not English and dead.
And a man.
Okay, actor still working, about 70 years old.
Actor is. Okay. Like, is one part of...
Kind of an entertainer, yeah. But not yeah. a singer. Not a singing actor. So maybe a comedian actor or a juggling actor or a double
threat
of
closer.
Sorts. Okay.
It's not a juggling actor.
Why can't I think of Oprah Winfrey?
Yep.
Is it?
Well, we have a winner. Second place is still up for grabs.
Fuck, imagine if I just took a stab.
Go for it.
Okay,
a dead man we've talked about.
A dead man.
Fuck, that's so good, man.
That's so fucking good.
I mean, your clue of not just acting definitely opened my brain up there.
Obviously. So could you open my brain up a little bit then?
Can I give her a little clue, Dave?
Yeah, but I'm wondering how hard you're going to go.
I won't go too hard. It was a live episode topic.
Oh, that doesn't actually help.
Yeah, we did a live one on this dead man.
I'm pretty stupid.
At the Euro, so in Melbourne live. Upstairs.
Okay, you've really narrowed it down to about maybe 12 episodes now instead of 400.
Well, yeah, but not
to Jess. Salvador Dali?
You're correct.
Yes! Okay, Dave, your turn.
Am I Audrey Hepburn?
No. But you can keep going now because you're the only one left playing. Dave looks genuinely upset by this.
As he should be. You have to understand that that's just great comedy.
That is good stuff. Am I Dame Julie Andrews?
You are. Well done, Dave.
Well done, Dave.
Thank good you. Time, finally got Dave. There.
Better late than never.
Yeah, that's right. So to recap there, Matt, what do we get? 2 points for a win?
Yeah. I didn't realize.
One for second, none for third. Fuck.
I didn't realize we were playing for pinks.
Yeah, we are playing for pinks. Should we
move on? Why not 3-2-1?
Yeah.
That's a good one. All right, 3 points for Matt, 2 for Jess, and I am on the board with 1.
And I got Salvador Dali just from Dead Guy Not English, so that's not bad.
Yeah, that's right.
It? It's not bad at all.
No clues whatsoever.
I thought I could give you a million clues. You'd be like, I don't remember what we did live.
Yeah, I'm impressed too. Maybe not such an idiot after all.
When I think of upstairs there, I think of the Unkillable Soldier. That's who I was.
Oh.
That's who I would have guessed
would. Would you have got that? Adrian Carton de Villa?
Absolutely not. Unkillable soldier. No idea.
Remember that guy that just kept, he got shot in the face like 8 times?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't remember that at all.
And then he fell down the stairs and broke his back.
Yeah, nothing. Not ringing a single bell.
I also think of the doctor that Dave talked about up there who killed more people than he tried to save in one operation.
Oh, yeah. Was that Dumb Deaths or something?
Yeah, I think that
Dumb Deaths 2.
Yeah.
Even dumber than ever.
All right, great.
I think we start with Dave this time.
Yeah.
Okay, we get around to
give him a go.
Say.
Yeah.
Okay, skip ahead if you don't want to know who we are for round two. For round two, Jess is Joan of Arc.
Rhinoceros. Wait, who am I meant to be saying? I thought I was doing Jess's ones. God damn it. Dave is Jimmy Barnes.
And Matt is Princess Diana. Round two. All right.
Round two.
And you've got who he is. You've got who everybody
is. Yep, fantastic. And I've left a little pause there at the start so everyone at home knows as well by this point.
But shouldn't you have said if you want to, don't want to hear?
Oh, yeah, I'll do it all at the end. Drop it back
of course.
In.
No, you got to do it live.
Yeah. Matt is.
How else will you possibly do it? Oh.
The magic of the edit. Okay. Am I a man?
Yes.
Am I alive?
Yes.
Am I from the United States of America?
No.
Am I a dead woman?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Have I?
You really get two in one there, don't you?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, both true. Dead and a woman. Wow. Yeah.
Although I guess if either of those is wrong, you don't know which one is.
Yeah, true.
Am I, was I in the, active in like the wars?
Active in the wars.
What does that mean?
Like
be specific about which wars you mean.
Like a soldier or a spy.
Yeah, was I a soldier or a spy type thing? No.
No.
Am I a man?
No.
Okay.
Okay, not from the USA. Am I from Australia?
Yes.
Yep.
Fantastic. Am I, am I still active, still working?
Yes.
Yep.
Fantastic. Am I saying it wrong still? Am?
Yeah, you're still saying am.
But he says interesting, so don't worry about him.
I think I love it personally because this is what I believe is like the Melbourne accent is switching A's and B's.
Am I? Is that what you say, Jess? Am?
Am I?
I probably say am as well, but I loved hearing it. But it was because you had to say it so many times in a row.
Yes, I did have to keep saying it. I'm doing it again. Am I still working? Yes. Am I in the entertainment industry?
Yes.
Entertainer. Have I won? A Logie.
Let me check.
Okay, so
I'm going to guess probably not.
Yeah, okay.
But I guess you never know.
Obviously, I'm not anyone good then because anyone who is good has won a Logie.
Yeah.
Have won a Logie?
Yeah.
Has won a surprise Logie. Okay.
Huh.
Am I a singer?
Yes.
Australian singers we talked about. Did I do the report on this person?
No.
That featured this person? No.
All right. I haven't got anything right so far. No, dead woman.
Dead woman.
Dead woman, not army related.
Mm-hmm.
Was I in the entertainment business?
No. Oh.
Not directly.
No.
Interesting. There are two kinds of biographies normally, entertainers and war heroes.
Yeah.
So I'm a woman. Am I alive?
No.
Dead woman.
So I am a singer.
Could have started there, Jess.
I could have got that in one. Fuck.
Was this one of Matt's topics?
Yes.
Australian singer.
No, it wasn't.
Wasn't it?
No. I don't think so. I'm a dead woman.
Jess is confused about this. Does that mean you're not sure?
I'm confident, Jess, it wasn't me.
Really?
Yeah. Dead woman, not army related, not entertainment. What else do we do? Business. Businesswoman?
No. to be honest.
Housewife, I'm guessing.
What else can these people do?
Okay. You'll go bopper?
I'm looking to see if this is a topic I've done because it isn't. Dead woman. Did I ask? No, I haven't asked. Was I American?
No. Sorry, Bob, you are not American. Okay, so we're thinking this is not Matt's topic, not my topic.
It's not my topic.
Well, you've just given him a big hint there, I reckon. You've got to ask if it's her topic, so I can say no and ask my next question, yeah.
Okay. Oh, it was going to be my next question, which is Jess, is it your topic?
I don't
know. No, it's not. No. It's not a Jess topic. Was I a cook?
No.
Damn. I thought I might have been that one I slept through.
That's why you were desperate to get the question out.
Good.
But I think, because I think that also knowing it was a guest is a big clue for Dave. And I would just love it if he again came last.
I don't remember that being a guest. Really?
Did you? Yeah.
Wow. Really?
Interesting.
Or maybe not a guest. Could be something else, Dave.
What is that? Oh, no.
Is that another clue?
That was one of their songs.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's the vocal warm-ups I do as I drive to the studio.
That's so great. I love it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh.
La, 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 la.
Okay.
Do you remember now?
Nah. Not at all.
But it also, it lands in that in the Twilight Zone.
A woman, dead, not American. Am I in the entertainment industry? Was
no.
I? Fuck me dead. Why do you give me such hard ones?
I mean, you got Salvador Dali before I got James Julie Andrews.
Remember all of my questions as well, the other other areas of expertise.
What?
You cannot. You haven't asked if they were other things.
You're yeah, because I've asked a question and I've gotten a no answer, so I've had to move on. That's
Jess,
why.
It's weird that you keep
I'll get to other questions.
Jess only gets one question at a time, and then she can't think of any more. So weird. Jess, you can just keep asking more. So weird that you wait till your turn for once. So weird. Okay. I am struggling so hard to think of an Australian male entertainer who's won the Logie. That wasn't my report, wasn't Matt's report, wasn't Jess's report, and must have been a guest report.
Mm-hmm. Or it might have just been one of those reports that came to us.
Oh, wow.
It's
on the breeze.
One day.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe just forget about the Logie. I don't think that's going to help you. I think that's going to confuse.
Yeah, for sure.
Just ask more questions about entertainment. That'll help
Age
you narrow it down.
Or, yeah, whatever.
Okay. Are they under 50?
No.
Nah.
Okay.
All right, so I'm not in the army. I'm dead. I'm not in anything. Wasn't in entertainment. Wasn't a cook. What other areas of expertise? Wasn't in business.
Mm-hmm.
No, but despite all this, very well known.
Very famous.
Was I an inventor?
Nah.
Sorry.
Was I involved in the wars?
Yep.
Okay.
Some wars.
Wars.
You're involved in some wars.
Some wars.
Absolutely.
I'm a woman. I'm not American. Am I English?
No.
Motherfucking.
Sorry. Only 194 odd countries to go.
Yeah, but we tend to do a lot of Americans, Brits and Aussies. Okay. Yeah.
Entertainer, singer. Do I write my own songs?
You can do. You have done.
Have written own songs. Yep. Yes. Songs. Do I play guitar?
You can do, but you're not famous for it.
Yeah, great, but you know.
Yeah.
Cool.
Have definitely played guitar on record.
And I'm over 50.
Mm-hmm.
They put it on the record.
Yeah. Still working, which is great.
Yep.
Is this because we mentioned that guy that sings True Blue? I'll be really annoyed if that's us.
Rip, rip, wood chip. Turn in the paper.
Was I ever a heartthrob?
Oof. Debatable.
I'd say no.
Not being a super
hot. Not objectively, yeah.
Hot or ladies man.
Yeah, yep. Not universally a heartthrob.
Right. I've thought of two new possible categories,
okay.
Politics and crime. And I know there's a lot of overlap there, but I'm going to go, was I a criminal?
No.
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 Damn it. I reckon just to steer you in the right direction, finding this person's job is very difficult.
Okay.
Yeah.
Their line of work, it's hard to define.
I would move away from work and try and figure out other stuff.
Yeah, just okay. as a, otherwise I think we'll just keep going. You could say probably another 10 things and not go.
Yeah. Was it my report?
No.
What the
I feel like we should give Jess a clue now because
why? Because I'm stupid.
No, because Matt got a clue then.
Okay, give me a clue.
It was my report.
Okay, that doesn't really help me that much.
Okay, it narrows that down 2/3 of them.
But you don't talk about women. You notoriously hate women.
So think about the one time I talked about one.
It was filled with hate, actually, yeah.
Jess, that's only subtext.
Sorry, I forgot we're recording.
I don't think we've ever explicitly said on mic how much. Yeah. That's why I have to be the feminist.
Balance it out.
You're right in the middle.
I certainly don't want to be.
Yeah. We're all playing characters here, Jess.
Sorry, yes.
Was this report or this topic in the last 2 years?
Let me remember who you are.
No,
I don't think so.
No.
Okay.
I just had to count on my fingers the years.
How many did you get to?
Never mind.
Was I the name, the titular name of the episode?
Yep.
Great question, and yes.
Okay. Well, that rules out that girl who was in the doll air race. I was thinking it could have been.
True.
I don't know what she did for a living. Was I the victim of a crime?
Ooh, some would argue yes.
No.
No.
So I'm not, you know, like a missing person.
Missing person or not.
I'm involved in the wars. I'm dead. I'm not American. I'm not English. It wasn't my report. It was Dave's report. Was I alive in... None of this will help me. So no, don't worry about that. It won't help me at all. Don't shut you. It won't help you, you dumb shit.
No, it's very difficult to narrow it down. Mm.
Time will help, but maybe. If you know, but you'd have to figure. You know.
Right, but how long ago were you going to ask about?
I was going to say like 1950s.
Not alive in the
1950s. You were definitely not.
As in, I wasn't.
But you didn't
born
ask that
yet.
Question. You asked something else. Ask something else.
Was I alive in. Oh, am I. Oh, man, imagine. Imagine if I just.
I can't imagine.
Imagine if I just got it.
Go for it.
Am I Cleopatra? Can you imagine that?
That would have been so good.
That would have been so good. Just no information.
Okay, back to me. Was I the title character of my episode?
I don't remember who you are. I've got to keep going back to it. Yes.
Yes, yep.
Okay, let me get this straight. I'm a man.
Yep.
I'm alive.
Yes.
I'm from Australia. I'm a working entertainer. I sing. I write songs. I was given. I'm not a heartthrob.
Nope.
Not in the last 3 years.
I mean, you would have your fans.
Oh, big time. But
that's not. You're not like. You're more substance than
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Who's our. Still alive, so I'm not Steve Irwin. Fuck it. And also, I. It's a report that we didn't do. Who have we had on? We've had James Meso. Claire.
That might not be helpful because I had forgotten that we'd had this person on.
You'd forgotten we'd had this person on? What an absolute slap to that person.
Yeah,
that
it is
a big slap.
It is. And I don't feel good about it.
You forgot that we'd had them on.
Mm-hmm.
Was it within the first couple of years of the podcast?
No, I think it was probably like halfway in, maybe.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, that's a no for me. Okay, thanks.
I have absolutely no idea.
You're probably one of the most famous dead women in the world. Famously dead.
Famously dead, but not from being a victim of a crime. Famously dead.
I mean, people were very upset when you died.
Mm.
Oh, like a candle in the wind?
Yes. Is that a question? Because the answer is yes.
Was I...
Well, no, a candle cannot be sad in the wind, so that's a no.
Was I a nurse at one point?
Oh, yes.
Like a volunteer?
Yeah.
Like a candy strap.
Candy strap type thing, yes.
Was I Lady Di?
Yes.
You really help. I would never have got to that, I don't think.
It's funny because she is so famous.
Yeah.
But also...
Famously dead.
How do you narrow down what she did unless you go, am I royalty?
Yeah.
Which would be a strange question.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, well, I feel like that was not earned, but thank you.
Take the win. It's another 3 points, baby.
3 for you.
I feel extra guilty about stealing them off Dave before now.
Nah, don't. That Can was I give them so back to you, good. Dave? No, that was so funny.
It was amazing timing. A clue would help me, though, but we'll get to
and
Jess
me.
First.
I'd like a clue also.
Okay, I'll give you a big one.
Okay.
You are French.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't help me that much. Oh.
Gerard Depardieu.
A dead woman. I'm French. It's involved in the wars. Am I a spy?
Well, in wars. You were involved in wars. So not like World War One, World War Two we're talking.
Yeah. So,
but you were just famously involved with military campaigns.
Oh. Yeah. Been dead for a long time.
Long time. Not quite as long as Cleopatra, to be
That's
fair.
That's right. But am I Joan of Arc?
You are Joan of Arc.
Thank you, Dave.
So second
place. I'll give you another clue. Oh, yeah. Maybe.
Oh, can I give you a clue?
Might have been a bum steer in the first place. See, you're not actually born in Australia. You're born in Scotland. And
I've got
moved to Australia
you
when
well
you were
need.
Quite young. Lived in Adelaide.
No. Too many clues. Oh. I've got a clue.
That's right.
Hang on. Can I give you the clue? I think you'll know what the clue is. Diggity, 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 diggity,
diggity. What about this clue? You're hovering over a hill.
Have you got it?
Am I Barry Gibb? Jimmy Barnes.
And do you remember who did the report?
Yeah, Cousin Sam.
Cousin Sam.
I wouldn't have forgotten Cousin Sam.
A real slap in the face. Real slap. I hope she's not listening.
I'm so sorry,
but didn't
Sam.
You say that you forgot as well?
No, I didn't say.
Oh,
I forgot.
You just
I was saying no, it wasn't me. No,
I was like, that was 100% your report. It certainly wasn't mine. What the fuck? I'm looking through my Google Drive. Like, I don't have a Jimmy Barnes report. Why would I have done Jimmy Barnes?
Okay, should we do one more round?
Yeah, I reckon.
And we've got this quick score check. Currently on 2 points is Dave.
Oh.
4 points, Jess. Adding the lead on 6 is Matt.
Okay.
But fortunately, as always, round is triple point.
Who knew it rules?
Yeah.
Great, love that.
Fantastic.
So a little pause here for the reveal of who we are. All right, everyone, skip ahead if you don't want to know who we are for round number 3. Matt is Cowboy Bob.
Jess is John Lennon. Rhinoceros.
The reference. And Dave is Elton John.
All right, back to the game.
Oh man, I can't believe I didn't get it. So obvious now that I've heard it.
All right, who's going first?
That's what's started.
Mugs away, Dave.
Okay, that's right. I'm behind.
Because you keep losing.
I'm behind. Okay.
But this is worth 9 points.
Okay. Am I the title character of my episode?
Yep.
No. Wait.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, this is confusing.
I can't remember. Wait. No, sorry.
Yeah.
Come on. Am I?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Sorry. Oh, I thought that was a double up or something.
Nah.
No.
Yes.
Sorry, forget what I said.
You thought it was a double up.
No, please don't. That is not going to help you. You were definitely, it was.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
You are the titular.
There's nothing else in the
Sorry.
In the title.
Am I a lady?
No.
Okay.
That's funny. I was mixing it up with something that made no sense.
Thank you so much.
I'll explain later. Am I a dead woman?
No. Oh, yes. Sorry.
Yes.
Sorry, I was looking at the wrong one.
I'm like, how is that?
No, yes. I was looking at the wrong one. We're up to round 3 now. Sorry. I'm still stuck in the prince.
Was I in entertainment?
Nah.
No.
Can't believe it. You gave me 2 dead women.
No.
Thanks so much.
Am I a dead woman?
No.
Fucking hell. Stop making me a lie.
Am I a man?
Oh, God.
Yes.
Am I alive?
Yes.
Alive, man. Fantastic. Was I born or have I lived for a long time in the United States of America?
Ooh.
No.
Not American, okay.
Not an entertainer. So not Betty White.
Betty White.
Okay.
Disappointing.
Do I go down this path again? Was I... Am I known for my job? Is my job attached to me? You know what I mean?
Not the job.
Not the job.
Not the job, not the career, not the, yeah, okay.
You wouldn't say career, no.
Nah.
Okay.
Am I a dead man?
Yes.
Okay, yes, dead man.
Yes.
Dead man. Yes.
I love it.
Was I in entertainment?
Yes.
Okay. My phone autocorrect is entertaining, and I'll take it.
Am I entertaining? Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. Was I English?
Yes.
Okay. Was I a singer?
Yes.
Yes.
Triple points here, Bob. This is good.
Okay. Did I die in the last 15 years?
No.
Was I part of...
Whoa. I think that's a no question there. I'm so sorry.
You're not used to being on such a streak. Hey?
What do you mean?
You've got to know.
Oh, that was no. My apologies. My apologies. Sorry,
she looks so...
I was so confused. I was like, that was a yes. No, sorry. My bad. No,
haven't died in the last 15 years. Because you really lit up at that because you thought we said yes. Right?
Haven't not died in the...
Sorry.
Okay, I'm a title character.
Triple points honestly makes people do crazy things.
Step over your own mother to get to them.
To get to triple points. Yeah. Stepping over her. Like she's standing up. Somehow all of a sudden able to do real big steps. What are you, Abraham Lincoln or something? He was a tall man famously.
Am I Abraham Lincoln? No. Am I an entertainer?
Yep.
Am I a singer?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fantastic.
We have not gone for a broad range of people.
I'm an entertainer, not American. Am I English?
Yes.
Gosh, if I'm the same as Bob, that would be so funny if you Matt disagreed to both.
You're like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, that'd be fun. But I'm actually alive, so I'm different. That's right, my difference.
Bit of a brag.
English. Am I still active in the entertainment industry?
Yep.
Yep.
Kind of, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're definitely still being.
Am I 50 plus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I 60 plus?
Yeah.
Yep.
But not American. Okay. Am I 70 plus?
1 second, but I think so.
I think so.
Yes.
Am I a Rocket Man?
Yes. Well, no.
No.
You've done it again.
That is so bullshit.
You are not an astronaut. Over to Matt.
Okay, all right.
But am I Steely Eyed Missile Man?
Pressure is on now. Yeah, you're not Buzz Aldrin. All right. So I'm a
Stop
dead...
doing it.
I'm a dead woman. I'm not an entertainer. Oh, imagine if it happened again.
That was the fucking best thing that's ever happened.
Oh, and I'm not known for my job. No. Oh, so it's another royal or something, another lady.
No,
another...
but there was another question you asked earlier that might pertain to this person.
Okay. If you weren't so far in front, I'd give you a clue, but fuck you. Because it's hard.
Did I cook?
Nah.
No.
No.
Business. Inventor.
No.
Criminal.
Jess?
Was I part of a band?
Yes.
I'm not gonna make a reference to a song and fuck myself over like Dave did. Am I Freddie Mercury?
No.
Damn it! Not Freddie.
Good guess, though. Good guess.
All right, I'm not going to fuck this up.
I think you might.
Oh, man, you better get this letter perfect.
Because we will find a way to fuck you.
So if you say am I, will
happen. Am I?
What's your birth? Ask your birth name.
I'm going to say, was I born Reginald Kenneth Dwight?
Yes. Did you just Google that, though?
Oh, no. I think you did.
I'm Elton John.
That's
am I Elton
cheating.
John?
You can't
no,
Google.
Sorry, you've Googled it. Oh, God.
Disqualified.
That's a shame. You were so close.
All right. I'm writing it down. Disqualified.
Was I a criminal?
Yes.
Was I in a famous duo?
No.
No.
I'm a dead man, entertainer, English singer, dead a while ago, not Freddie.
And in a band.
But I'm dead.
Dead. Mm-hmm.
But I'm in a band.
In an English band. Well, you're English, I know.
Oh.
Have you said that already?
Yes, yeah, yeah. I had English. I had English. Am I in the Beatles?
Yes. Oh.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm afraid you were in the Beatles. Sorry. Sorry.
Back to Matt.
Sorry, back to Matt there.
Wait, no, Dave still hasn't got it right. So I'm a criminal, but I wasn't the one that I thought of at first, which I can't, someone and someone. I wasn't that.
Bonnie and Clyde, is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, it wasn't Bonnie or Clyde.
No, less famous than them, to
less
be fair.
Famous. I haven't gone for country yet. Am I the, in the title of the episode?
Yes.
Am I the full title? Am I the title of the episode?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I mean, I can double check.
Like, I'm not in a group of.
No, no,
I'm not
yeah.
in a gang or something.
No. You were. You're the headline event, baby. Subject.
Was I also kind of an entrepreneur? No. Thinking that one Naomi did about the.
Oh no.
Oh no!
Nah, not that kind sampler. Of criminal.
Yeah, right.
Was I John Lennon?
Yes.
Yes. Well done, Jess.
So triple two. That's 6 points. I'm gonna jump to the
triple three.
No. Oh, you're gonna commit to the
2 plus 4 plus 9.
You've committed to the disqualification.
15 points for Jess. Matt.
Second place is still up for grabs.
Still second place up for grabs here. Do you want us to give you a steer?
Dave will be DNF.
Oh, no, I finished because I did the first two rounds.
Criminal.
It's a more recent ep.
And you're American.
American recent criminal, recent ep. Okay, I can't. Dave and I, while we're in Adelaide, were trying to remember what my next topic was and I couldn't remember.
Neither of us could remember. It's ridiculous.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
This was a Jess report?
Jess report. Oh.
Of recent year?
Was I a cowboy dress up?
Yep.
Yes.
So I've just got to remember her name.
Or just remember the...
The title of the episode?
Yeah, we've gone for the alias.
Oh, something like Cowboy Bob or Cowboy...
Oh, that's so close.
That's incredibly
cowboy
close.
Cowboy Bob.
Correct.
You are Cowboy Bob, correct.
He's done it.
So triple second is 6 points. So the final scores, ooh, as they come in here, on...
Exciting.
2 points. Dave Warnke.
Well done, Dave.
Some would say unlucky.
Unlucky in love.
Some would say unlucky in choice of podcast partners. Yeah.
In second place on 12 points, it's Matt Stewart.
Oh,
thank you so much.
Winning the day on 15 points. The one who cares about winning more than anyone else in this room. Jess Bop Perkins.
Cowboy Bop.
Well told done. You, I'm really good at this game.
You are very good.
I'm really good at it. I get it quick.
Excellent work. You are so good. If only I had your prowess.
That was the best.
Well, that does bring us to the end of the episode. Let us know in the comments. Did you enjoy that? Do you have any other ideas for fun little games and stuff that we can play?
Let us know if you're furious for Dave's injustice there today.
Fight for me. Fight for me. I need this.
I'm furious.
I think that's really funny.
It is funny.
I thought it was funny for a while, but the third time around, it just, and seeing Dave's heart break.
Well, round two, I was genuinely trying and I could not get Jimmy Barnes. He just didn't come to mind.
Yeah, it was interesting. The Logie thing as well.
What probably. Did you look at? Yeah. What's his Logie
thing? It was best like music a music video.
That's
which
awesome.
I don't know if they do that anymore.
No, I've never heard of that.
But it's so good to think that Barnes has got a Logie somewhere.
I do like
he
that.
Probably doesn't know where it is.
He'd have the Aussie EGOT for
Yeah, the Aussie EGOT. Hey, great. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back with another bonus episode, a phrasing the bar, if you will, at the end of this month.
I will.
But until then, we'll say greetings and salutations, or goodbye and salutations.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And until then, thank you so much for listening. And as we always say here,
do
go Patreon!
It does have a nice ring to it.
I would have forgotten to say that. Thanks, Dave.